Oh Lord, make it so, according to your power. Oh Lord, make it so, I pray in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, make it so, according to your promise. Amen. 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 My God, you are great.
My God, you are great.
Good morning, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
If you have not collected this, can you raise your hand to collect it? Alleluia, Jesus is Lord. Alleluia, Satan is a failure. Satan is a failure in my life. I am born again, I know. I am now a child of God. My name is in the book of life, and therefore it is well with my life. Alleluia. Hallelujah, I have been saved. Hallelujah, Satan on control. Sin has no more control of my life. I am born again, I am now a child of God. My name is in the book of life, and therefore it is well with my life. Alleluia, alleluia, God is my God. Hallelujah. Jesus is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd forever. I am born again, I know. I am now a child of God. My name is in the book of life, and therefore it is well with my life. Alleluia, alleluia, Holy Spirit. Alleluia. He's my Lord and my guide. He's my Lord and my guide in this world. I am born again, I know. I am now a child of God. My name is in the book of life, and therefore it is well with my life. Alleluia,
alleluia.
Heaven is mine. Alleluia. I will not go to hell, to hell, to hell. I will not go to hell after death. I am born again. I am now a child of God.
My name is in the book
of life, and therefore it is well with my life.
Shall we stand up to
pray?
You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of my praise today. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. Worthy, worthy of my praise every day. Every day you are worthy. Oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of my praise today. Today, today, you are worthy. Oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of my praise every day.
Father, we are grateful to you for another day in your presence. Thank you for how you are with us yesterday. Since we had the last program, thank you for all you planned for today. We thank you, everlasting Father. May this fellowship be a blessing to each and every one of us present here and wherever they partake of this fellowship. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen again.
Amen.
Have your seat. My God is great. If you have any testimony to share, can you raise your hand? Okay. One person.
My name is Brother Adigbanigbe Opeyemi. I live at 88 Ajayi Road, Modupe, Boston. I worship here in the headquarters. My testimony is about what God did for us on a trip we embarked upon some months ago, in the month of June precisely. The journey was a safe trip. That, you know, if somebody embark on a journey that you engage in, that it has to, you have to go through if you lived here and you landed safely, it's a big testimony on its own. And the main testimony that I want to share this morning, should I call it a testimony? Should I call it an admonition? Should I call it an encouragement for the youth? It's all about the trip. The trip is about what we went to America. And like you know, if everybody goes to America, you want to see how you can do one or two things to earn a dollar. So when we got to America, the testimony God did for us was that by granting us a job to do, to earn that dollar. It's a big story, but I'm trying to see how I can cut it because of the shortness of our time. When we got there, they said before you can work in the States, you have to have three things: insurance, tax, and social security number. And we didn't have any of these as a visitor in the States. But when God wants to have it, we went out in search of a job and we were able to secure a one. And it surprises even the people who went there to meet that, how did you do it? Like, it's not possible. Before you can work in the States, you have to use somebody's documents. But we're able to secure that job without using any documents. That's, you know, it's a big testimony that I know that for that to come by, it is as a result of what I did for God here in Nigeria that God took me there to repay me. I could see the hand of God in everything that I was doing right from here in Nigeria. When I want to leave this spot, everything was just so smooth. There were some times that I had been skeptical. I was like, you know, should I say I was afraid or to an extent? Like, my wife was like, oh, Ogbeni, Fare Bale. And everything just goes smoothly. The journey, and when we got there, the people that accommodated us, everything was just like, it looked like we are the one that knows how to do it best. But I know where I know where everything is coming from. And where it's coming from is God is repaying me, rewarding me for all I've been doing for him in his auditorium. To use this avenue to encourage the youth, the younger one, that when you do for God, God is going to do for you. Let us learn to wait on God. So, on this note, I would like to stop it here. There is more to it. If I want to start analyzing, this is what God did, this is what God did, this is what God did, though I will take the whole time of the sermon, but I would like to just cut it here. So I will want the church on my behalf, on behalf of me and my wife, and the little testimony that I've shared about the testimony, to please help me to shout my God is great 7 times and hallelujah 3 times to make what you'll be shouting to be 10 in general.
God is great. Praise the Lord. We are to shout how many? Okay. Ẹ̀rí ẹ̀ ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìrìn àjò wọn lọ sí ìlú Amẹ́ríkà. Ó ní láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ lópin pé Ọlọ́run mú kí ìrìn àjò yẹn kó ṣe dédé. Pé tí èèyàn bá lọ sí ìlú Amẹ́ríkà ọjọ́ yòówù kó lò, à ń fẹ́ tó ń bá ń bọ̀ ní kó ń rí dọ́là díẹ̀ mú dání. Iṣẹ́ sì ni ó ṣòro ṣe lọ́hùn tó bá máa ṣiṣẹ́ wà ní nǹkan mẹ́ta tó ti dárúkọ ẹ̀. Àwọn oṣù ní kọ̀ọ̀kan. Omi tó lè ṣe ni kó lo ìwé oníwe kó jórúkọ olórúkọ ọlọ́run kó fi ṣiṣẹ́. Àwọn sì rọ pé àwọn kì í ṣerú ẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀nà ìyanu lọ́lọ́gbà pèsè iṣẹ́ tó ya àwọn tí wọ́n jọ wà ń bẹ̀ lẹ́nu. Ó yé mi dáadáa ju bó ṣe sọ yìí. Òun ló kàn rìn lọ ní títí torí ibi tán tí wọ́n ṣiṣẹ́ tó wọlé síbẹ̀ tán fìgbà. Àti àwọn tí wọ́n lọ bá lọ́hùn sọ báwo ló ṣe lè ríṣẹ́. Ọlọ́run ló fún un níṣẹ́. Tán sì ṣe títí dìgbà tán fi dé. Ìgbà tó ń kúrò táwọn sọ pé ẹ bá ti lọ ni à ń lọ. Ó ní òun mọ̀ pé iṣẹ́ tóun ti ṣe fọ́lọ́run níbí lọ́lọ́run lọ sọ fún òun lọ́hùn. Lóun fẹ́ fi yẹn gba àwọn tó kù níyànjú pé ká wúlò fún Ọlọ́run. Mo sọ tán. Kawake. My God is great 7. We will shout my God is great in English and shout hallelujah in Yoruba. Stand up and let us shout it. 1, 2, 3, go. My God is great. 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 Yoruba hallelujah. Emake loyibo. 1, 2, 3, go. Hallelujah! 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 Remain standing. Father, we want to hear your word. Speak to us today. Cause your word to bless us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I want to talk to us about all things work together for good. Actually, I prayed to know what I will preach. If I will preach. And it sounded in my heart, all things work together for good. And I told myself I preach about things like that lately. Then what do I have to say about this? So I left it like that. And then I tried to see if I can preach on something else. All my effort to do something else failed. I had to decide to preach it this morning. As I yesterday, I was still under two opinions. But when God will not give me another thing, and I was not willing to preach on it, I decided to say, okay, thy will be done, O Lord. So if I don't preach well, that's the secret behind it. That's why I did not even have a topic. So I will just read the passage, say one or two things, and then see what the Holy Ghost can do. No, when I have situation like that, usually my conclusion is that there is somebody God wants to tell something. Whenever I have a situation like that, my conclusion is that there is somebody God wants to tell something. And whether I like it or not, He wants to use my mouth to say it. So I don't care preaching it well. I just say it. And whosoever needs to hear it will hear it. And if it is a blessing for any other person, let him glorify God. So the scripture is Romans chapter 8. I didn't say Timofelo. Only the scripture is Romans chapter 8. The scripture is Romans chapter 8. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
Three
people are involved in what I read. The Holy Ghost inspired Paul to write that. Paul wrote what he knew. And he said he was not the only one who knew it. So he used the plural word we. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now you need to understand the way the Bible is written. The author is the Holy Spirit. But he is not necessarily the doer of everything done in the Bible, or the seer of everything said in the Bible. He only calls everything written to be written. So he made David to write. You committed immorality with the wife of Uriah. Write it down. So he made people to write what they did well and what they didn't do well. For example, he made Moses to write that you smote the rock and God said you will not enter Canaan. Oh, you are right. It wasn't the Holy Ghost that smote the rock. It wasn't the Holy Ghost that will not enter Canaan. It was all about Moses. But the Holy Ghost was the author of the Bible, who made people to write whatever he wanted them to write. So he made people to write sometimes their own thoughts. You are the one thinking about it, say, write that. That was how the Holy Ghost authored the Bible. So when Paul said, we know here, he was actually talking about what he knew. But he did not just decide to write and write. Holy Ghost made him to write it. And he said, not only me, by indirectly, by using the word we. How do they know it? It didn't say we had. It didn't say we saw. But it said we know. They knew by personal experience. They knew by various occurrences that had happened to them and around them. That all things. It didn't say many things. It didn't say few things. It didn't say some things. But it says all. By all he meant all. Good, bad, ugly, all things work together for good, not for the whole world, to them that love God, to them who are the called. So another name of believer is in that scripture. I don't know if you can locate the name. What's the name? The call. What's our name, everybody? The call. Who are they called according to his purpose? God's purpose. So I want to answer two questions. What? What will work together for our good? Two. Why will they work together for our good? What will work together for our good? Answer me. What will work together for our good? Answer me. All things. How many things? All things. How can all things work together for my good? This is what the word of God says. It means whatever happens to us, pleasant or unpleasant, desirable or undesirable, enjoyable or unenjoyable, whatever happens to us will result in goodness in our lives. This is what that scripture means. It sounds strange, but it is the truth of the word of God. It includes whatever the devil plans. What the devil plans? The Bible says it will work together for our good. Whatever men do to us, good, bad, whatever, will work together for our good. Whatever God allows to happen to us, or caused to happen to us, made to happen to us, will work together for our good. Whatever we feel should have not happened, but happened, the Bible says we'll work together for our good. Whatever we may have to endure or suffer, the Bible says we'll work together for our good. It means every delay, every disappointment, every discomfort, even disgrace and disrespect, they will all work together for our good. You know what happens then? Whenever something negative is happening,
or about to happen to you, conclude in your heart that even this one will work together for my good. I can't hear you. Say it. Even this one will work together for my good. Say it the way you should say it then. Even this one will work together for my good. Can you say it again? Are you given sack letter? Tell yourself it will work together for my good. Are you accused wrongly? Tell yourself it will work together for my good. Are you abused? Are you even cursed? Tell yourself it will work together for my good. Are you deprived of your rights? Tell yourself it will work together for my good.
Now,
answer this question. Will you be a good parent? If you see something that will do good in the life of your child, and you prevent it, I need an answer. Will you be a good child? If you see something that will do good to your child, and you prevent it, God is my father, Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my God. That devil is no relation, for I am a new creature and a member of the family of the sing it once again. God is my father, Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my God. My God, that devil is no relation, for I am a new creature and a member of the family of the Lord.
Listen.
30.
When your child is playing with toy, ball for example,
ball fun apere,
this child have only learned how to sit down. It took a lot of endurance on the part of the child to learn how to sit down. The first day you made the baby to sit down, the baby thought her back was going to break to pieces, and she felt mother was becoming tired of lapping her. And the baby said, "Why can my mother so big, so strong, say she's too weak to carry me?" The baby cried. But when the mother insisted that she must learn to sit down, the baby said, "I love my mother." Maybe the lads are paining her. So I will manage to sit down. She managed and managed, or she learned to sit down. And now when she sits down, she enjoys it. After all, our spinal cord is getting stronger. It's not breaking to pieces. So if it is sitting down, I will manage it. And they brought the toys to the baby, and the baby is playing with her toy, and the toys are behaving well, and the baby is so happy. And suddenly the toy begins to roll away. That's the ball. And the baby spreads his hand to take the ball. The longer he spread his hand, the further the ball ran. And the baby knew that the legs of the mother are in good condition. The hand of the mother is in good condition, and the mother can run faster than any rabbit in that surrounding. So the baby expects the mother to quickly run, pick the ball as a good parent and return to her so that she can play with it. So the baby stretch her hand further and further and looks at the mother, that the mother will help to bring the ball closer. But the mother did as she is not seen, allowing the ball to roll away. If you are the baby, what do you think about your mom? I can't understand the wickedness mommy is displaying these days. Who offended mommy? Myself, my daddy, my siblings, God of heaven, Holy Ghost. Who offended mommy? That mommy is behaving so wickedly. Mommy even got up and went past the ball and picked something else and came back and sat down. And the baby is expecting mommy to bring the ball. When mommy was proving to be too wicked, baby stretched his hand a little more, put one in the front, put the second one, and she pulled the leg, also difficult, put the second one, and got to the ball and pick her ball. I don't know what mommy is doing. But thank God I'm able to pick my ball. Is mommy trying to be wicked? The rolling away of the ball from the baby is working together for the good of the baby. No, the baby can never understand why mommy should be so careless and almost wicked that he allowed the ball to roll away and is not bringing the ball back. You are the child. God is the mom. The rolling away of that your ball will work together for your good. It will make you strong. It will make you healthy. It will make you crawl. Nay, one day you will stand. You will walk tall. You will even run. You will not be weary. Because that ball rolled away. I told you the battle I battled with the message. Though I know it was going to be a short one. But this is what I have told myself. You may not like that statement if I made it. Let me see if I can adjust it. I was about to say, okay, in the world, how long do you live in the world? So the few days you have to live in the world, I told myself, anything I want to do well, I will do it well. The ones I have wasted, the ones I did not do well in the past, I've gone. But the remaining days I have, if I cough, I want to cough well. Anything I do, I want to do it. Nevertheless, the message is a short one. But I battle my heart. No, I wasn't battling. I know how to do research. I know how to go to Bible. I just told myself. All things work together for good. I've been talking about it like that. But you may be the one God wants to talk to today. Are there things happening around you lately that displeases you, that discomforts you, disorganize you, disorientate you, and makes you to feel sorry? I have the message of God for you. God is preparing you for something good. And it will still come to pass. And when it comes to pass, you will thank God for allowing it. That way. That is the message. Why? This promise is not for the generality of men in the world, but for only those who satisfy certain conditions. What are the conditions? That takes us back to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good for everybody in the world. I can't hear you.
Rara.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the
called
according to his purpose. There are two conditions there that makes a person qualify for what that scripture is talking about. Number one, you love God. Number two, you are called according to his purpose. Let's take the two. Number one, all things will work together for your good if you love God. What are the evidences of loving God? John 8:42 says, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. Look at me. It is automatic. If you are genuinely born again, if you are truly a child of God, you will love Jesus. You will love the Holy Ghost. You will love the Father. You will love God.
Yeah,
I don't know why I don't love God. I know why you don't love God. What, you don't love God because you are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, you will love the Father. And you will not be a child of God when you are still living in your sin. If you repent of your sins and surrender your life to Jesus, the first sign, the first evidence, the first thing that will happen to you as you become a child of God, is that the special love of God will spring up in your heart. It is the primary evidence of salvation. So Jesus says, if God is your Father, you will love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he said. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Can you see? If you love God, you want to do His will. You don't only want to know His commandments. You want to know them and be able to do them. If you know anybody that is not regular in church attendance, who is not regular in studying the Bible, who is not regular in fellowship, he is not endeavoring to know the will of God. And the beginning of disobedience is not to hear. You cannot obey a commandment unless you try to hear the commandment and understand the commandment. So when you love God, you want to do His will. You want to obey His commandment. What are the evidences of loving God? John chapter 14, verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, you will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
Eyin sa ti gbo bi mo ti wi fun yin pe emi nlo emi o si tun to yin wa iba se pe eyin feran mi eyin iba yo nitori emi nlo sodo baba nitori baba mi to bi ju mi lo.
Before he went away,
ko to lo,
he said if the people that were around loved him, they would rejoice he was going away.
Today,
if you love God, you will rejoice Jesus is coming back. Do you know that some people desire that this world will not end? Some people even desire Jesus will not come now.
I've
attended the General Overseers Conference, where the preacher was telling us that Jesus cannot come right now. I have to take one of our books, folded some pages, after the morning session. I said, I know you are busy, you may not have time to read the book. Can you please read this session? I gave it to the preacher. How can you say Jesus cannot come back now? When the Bible says we should be expecting Him every second. If you love God, you will say with the last statement in the Bible,
come,
Lord Jesus Christ. Go back to your Bible. Read Revelation chapter 22. You will see that that is part of the last, the very last statement. Come, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you love God, what will be the evidence? 1 John chapter 2 verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
E ma se feran aye tabi ohun ti nbe ninu aye bi enikeni ba feran aye ife baba ko si ninu re.
You do hear that?
Do gbo bayi.
If you are a lover of the things of the world, that is what you think about, that is what you pursue. You even pursue it at the expense of the things of heaven. You pursue them at the expense of the things of God. The Bible says, whatever you say with your mouth, notwithstanding, the love of the Father is not in you. If you love God, you will desire heaven. You will desire the kingdom of God. You will desire the rapture. You will desire the coming of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, that was condition one for that promise to be fulfilled in your life. Condition two, if you go back to that Romans chapter
8,
we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Divine call. There are two major divine calls. Number one, call to salvation. Number two, call to service. We are the call according to the purpose of God. Every true believer is involved in the two calls. Some pastor may ask me to shut up if they hear that.
Or
even they ask me to shut up, I won't shut up because the Bible says I should talk. Call to salvation. We have many passages that talk about it. But Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 is very popular. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's called salvation. To salvation. Take my yoke upon you and land on me, for you are meek and lowly in heart. You are fine rest unto your soul. Verse 29 of Matthew chapter 11. That's called to salvation. If you are born again, that was the call you heeded. That was the call you honored when you came to Jesus, dropping your sin, accepting him as your Lord and Savior. The call to service may not necessarily sound like the first call, but you see that we are all involved. If you read Romans chapter 12, I just want to read few verses starting from verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, Romans chapter 12.
Nítorí gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwa ti ní ẹ̀yà púpọ̀ nínú ara kan tí gbogbo ẹ̀yà kò sì kìí ṣe iṣẹ́ kan náà.
Have not the same office.
Kò ní iṣẹ́ kan náà.
You know the meaning.
O mọ ìtumọ̀ ẹ̀.
Every part of your body has an office.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yà ara ẹ̀ yìí ló ní iṣẹ́.
And in the same way, every member of the church has an office.
Gbogbo ọmọ ìjọ ló ní iṣẹ́.
Whether you know your office or not, whether you are occupying your office or not, you are called to work for God. As a sinner, you are called to give your life to Jesus and be saved. As a believer, you are called to work for God. So you have an office. Verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àwa tí ó jẹ́ púpọ̀ ajé ara kan nínú Kristi àti olúkúlùkù ẹ̀yà ara ọmọnìkejì rẹ̀.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
Ǹjẹ́ bí àwa sì ti ń rí ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ ẹ̀bùn gbà gẹ́gẹ́ bí orí ọ̀fẹ́ tí a fi fún wa, bí ó ṣe ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ni kí a máa sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwọ̀n ìgbàgbọ́.
Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry.
Tàbí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ kí a kọjú sí iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ wa.
Or either teacher on teaching.
Tàbí ẹni tí ń kọ́ni kí ó kọjú sí
kíkọ́. Or either exhorted on exhortation.
Tàbí ẹni tí ń gbani níyànjú sí ìgbani
níyànjú. Either giver, let him do it with simplicity.
Ẹni tí ó ń fi fúnni kí ó máa fi inú kan ṣe é.
Either ruler with diligence.
Ẹni tó ń ṣe olórí kí ó máa ṣe lójú méjì.
Either show mercy with cheerfulness.
Ẹni tó ń sàánú kí ó máa fi inú dídùn ṣe.
Those are some of the assignments we have.
Lára àwọn iṣẹ́ tí a ní nìwọ̀nyí.
As the call.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìpè.
Come back.
padà wá.
All things will work together for your good.
Ohun gbogbo yóò ṣiṣẹ́ pọ̀ fún rere rẹ.
If you love God,
tó bá fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run,
and if you are one of the called,
tó sì jẹ́ kan nínú àwọn tí a
kọ. I told you some of the things that will show you love God.
Mo ti sọ àwọn ohun tó máa fi
hàn pé fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run. And I told you that if you are born again, you are part of the two calls.
Tó bá ti jẹ́
call to salvation,
o ti nípin
nínú. That made you a child of God.
Ìpè sí ìgbàlà,
o ní
sọ ẹ́ di ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
To service.
Ìpè sí ìsìn.
Is what many of us are not taking seriously.
Oni ohun púpọ̀, oni púpọ̀ wà fọ́.
The Bible says every part of our body has an office.
Bíbélì wípé gbogbo ẹ̀yà ara wa ló ní iṣẹ́.
And the same way every member of the church of Jesus
has an office. Gbogbo ọmọ ìjọ Kristi ló ní iṣẹ́ láti
ṣe. If you are not occupying your office,
tí ìwọ ò bá wá wà lójú iṣẹ́ tiẹ̀,
and all things are not working together for your good,
gbogbo òsì wá ṣiṣẹ́ pọ̀ fún rere ẹ.
You can't blame me.
O ma le da mi lẹbi.
You can't blame God.
O le da Ọlọ́run lẹbi.
Blaming Satan will not solve the problem.
Dídá èṣù lẹ́bi gan kò ní
yanjú ìṣòro yẹn. The only thing that will solve the problem is to locate your office.
Ohun kan tó ma yanjú ẹ̀, o ní kó wá ojúṣe ẹ̀rí.
Make sure you occupy your office.
O sì rí kó wà níbẹ̀.
But if you love God,
ṣùgbọ́n tó bá fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run,
and you are one of those who have heeded the call of God,
jẹ́ ìkan nínú àwọn tó ti gbọ́ ìpè Ọlọ́run,
you can expect that whatever happens,
gbé ohunkóhun tó bá ṣẹlẹ̀,
in the day,
lójú ọ̀sán,
in the night,
lóru,
in the dream,
lójú àlá,
on the road,
lójú ọ̀nà,
done by men,
ìtì ènìyàn ṣe,
done by Satan,
ìtì èṣù ṣe,
done by God,
ìtì Ọlọ́run ṣe,
done by friends or enemies,
tàbí ọ̀tá ṣe,
all of them,
gbogbo rẹ̀,
will work together.
Òní yóò ṣiṣẹ́ pọ̀.
They will work with concerted effort. They will join hands together.
Wọ́n fọwọ́ sowọ́ pọ̀.
And the totality of the story, the end of the story, the conclusion of your story is that they work together for your good. Stand up and let us pray. Every day I enjoy your goodness, I'm so happy I belong to you, Lord, and therefore I have fully decided to follow you forever. Join me to sing it now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have been so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are my Lord forevermore. Father, give us the grace never to forget the truth of your word. Thank you so much for giving us this truth in the Bible. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that always explains it to us. Oh Lord, give us your grace that we will never forget it. And whatever happens to us, happens within us, happens around us, give us the grace to remember that your eyes are going with us, that your hands are upon us, that you are in control of our situation, and you will make all to work together for our good. Thank you, Father. As we go out today,
because
your favor, your support, your assistance, your mercy, your goodness to lead the way, to prepare the way, to prepare the various places and the various people we are going to come in contact with, so that all things, like you say in your word, will work together for our good. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. All the offerings we bring today sanctify, use for the progress of the world. Bless us in return. For those who are paying their tithe, paying their vows, surprise them with more miracles, financial miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. My God is great.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible is our pattern in all things.